silent, like, you need to stop that. You need to find a way to communicate with us. You must have the courage to call us, send us a message. Let me tell you. First, good to have you guys back, Missy. You made it. Congratulations. Another year. Another year of Let Love. Those of you who would like to write to us, you write to tellIowa@rcistlucia.com. tellIowa@rcistlucia.com. Right now, you can deliver. You could hand deliver your letter to us, you know, at CSA, you know. Oh, would like that. Or you could also WhatsApp your letter. Yes, we taking it. Letter is rated E for everybody.
Tutmon.
So be very careful with your contribution. You know, the kids, they absolutely love it. They like to hear y'all. They love to hear y'all. So keep it clean. It's rated E, everybody. The number you need to dial is 4523046. You could send us a WhatsApp, a voice note. Send us a voice note to 724-0008. Providing that the platform may crash, we'll be able to hear you. 724-0008. So you can send us a voice note. Okay, fam? Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your Alexa, whatever smart speaker you're listening to us on. When you are calling, we want to hear you loud and clear. Be passionate. Say what you have to say. Just keep it clean. First time callers. Ay, ay, ay. If you're going to be calling for the first time, all you need to say is first time caller. And let me tell you, everybody around here, we love a first time caller. We love first time callers. Okay? Okay? First time caller, simply say first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. Here is the first letter for 2023. It reads, I want to hear me out, eh? Because right now, I so vex, eh? Tell me how I was supposed to ignore her. I want my boyfriend and I know each other for about 2 years. He asked me to move in with him in August of last year, 2022. I want them people know me and that girl, his ex, not talking. The girl and I have had several arguments in public. She calling and messaging my boyfriend. I didn't like it and I wanted it to stop. Imagine I'm with my boyfriend and the girl keep the boy, she's keeping the boy life miserable. Pay attention so you could call. I saw the message on his phone. Yes, I'm that type of girlfriend. I will go through the phone if I get the chance.
Well, Missy.
So you hear what kind of person she is. I replied to her telling her to stop if she know what good for her. She cussed me. She said, tell my boyfriend to tell her stop. Now, you know we've heard that before, Netla. So I make him call her on speaker. And I tell him to ask her to stop. And he did. He did. And I tell her if she know what good for her, don't ever call or text him again. She hung up the phone. And I met her somewhere and she was throwing words. And she was throwing words for me. Believe me, you, I'm not far from fighting with her because the girl does get to me. And his family knows that. Now, let me tell you, they give me the man's name, eh? But I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read his name.
Yeah, I see my name.
Pardon! Your name live on Let Line. That's about I read in that. Anyway. And his family knows that. So you mean to tell me somebody invite the girl to his family Christmas lunch? And I supposed to just ignore her? No way. When I saw her come in, I blocked the kitchen door and asked her, what's she doing here? Who invited her? She brushed me with her shoulder to come inside. So I push her back. That's what you're like. You see her? She had two trays of food, one with some macaroni thing. It fell.
That touched me.
Yeah. She called one of his sisters to help her. So I went to my boyfriend and I asked him, what that girl doing here? I tell him he know the situation with me and that girl. Who invite her? Why is she here? He say, he don't know. Just ignore her. Well, I tell him things start already. Eh? And he be, yeah. You see what kind of girl she is? I tell him things start already, and he better ask her to go. I will tell them that family thing can mash up at any time once that girl and I in the same place.
Hmm?
And I'm not going to play with her.
Hmm? Are you kidding?
He say he cannot tell her go because his family know her. Just ignore her. I tell him, Monsieur, but how? The place not big. It's either you inside or you outside. And don't matter where you are, everybody on top, everybody. He has two sisters, a brother, and his mother. They all live in the house. I ask everybody who invited her. None of them don't know. And none of them not asking her to leave. Wow. So I tell her, you're not with toots. Say, what was it? So I tell her, you're not with toots. Why you here? You're not with, why you here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She say, she have every right to be here. She know the people before me. She and Tutut was together for 7 I really hope I read that name wrong. For 7 years. She and Tutut was together for 7 years. I cannot prevent her from being there. So then my boyfriend now will come and tell me I need to stop. Leave her alone. Leave the girl alone. Y'all, I was so vexed. If you see her, she all over the place hugging everybody, making noise. Merry Christmas.
Boy,
telling people how she missed them so much and how it's so good to see them, blah, blah, blah. So I say, let me tell y'all. Y'all forgetting because my boyfriend told me. I told them my boyfriend catch her having XES with her boss on their bed when she and him used to live together. So I say it. I read it, eh? She shout, I lie. I tell them the man she cheat with didn't want her. In the people Christmas party, you know that, my girl?
You unruly.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. I told them my boyfriend catch her having XES with her boss on their bed when she and him used to live together. So I said, she shout, you lie. I tell them the man she cheat with didn't want her because he have his wife, is use her. And right now, she come in here bringing food. I tell him, I not like that. I can never do that. If me and Tutut break up and he have a new girlfriend, I not coming around if his girlfriend there.
If his girlfriend there.
So I tell them to ask my boyfriend if what I'm saying is not true. Iowa, that burning me. Because these people should have run behind that girl. I hear she telling everybody, oh, that's not true. She went overseas for a while and the long distance thing was not working. But it's because they catch her having XES, she left the country. Okay. Let me tell y'all, the girl there, and I know that is, in my mind, I going to fight Christmas Day.
Ah, boy. Oh, man.
That little along, eh? Bear with me, eh? I was taking food in the kitchen, but at the same time, I watching outside because my boyfriend outside and she outside too. She think I not looking, but my antenna up. I see that girl hug my boyfriend and rubbing his back. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Y'all, one quiz take me. I drop the food on the kitchen floor and scream, hello! Everybody watching me like I'm crazy, but not realizing that's why she come there. I rush outside with a plastic fork and tell her, try that again, mama.
Oh, well. Yes.
Now my boyfriend will watch me and tell me, calm down. That hug doesn't mean anything.
Mm.
And how is family there and what I doing not looking good. For true, my girl, that wasn't good. And the parties. I say, what? I tell him, don't play with my feelings. Tell me now what the tutut is going on. Why are you hugging your ex? Y'all, I already tell myself that girl come to cause trouble and I'm ready. And you see, as that happened, I thinking since nobody knows who invited her, it could be him that tell her to come there. One of his aunts come and tell me, cool out, that's not the way I'm making a scene and people talking about me like I care. And mind you, that's the first time I'm meeting some of these people, eh? But I don't care. Because you mean to tell me nobody realized the girl come there for Roro? Nobody in the family didn't tell her? Toto girlfriend is here and you're making her uncomfortable. So please leave. But no, it's me that's the bad person. I do not want her anywhere close to my boyfriend. That girl feels she's so smart. You know what she do after I almost juke her eye outside?
Oh man. Oh boy.
Boy, relax, wrong kid. So you know what she do after I almost juke her eye outside? She shout, "You see me? I not good here. I'm leaving because you want to kill me here." And then people telling the girl, "Don't go." I see one of his friends try to block her from going. She tell him, "Move." She take her bag and she says she going. And so she left. Like she upset. Tricks. Now everybody watching me disappointed, but I don't care. My boyfriend coming and tell me how I embarrass his family and friends. You did, my girl. I gotta be honest with you. You did. You behave really, really bad. So I ask him how that relationship supposed to work if he not supporting me. Whose side he on with the nonsense he telling me? Oh, why didn't I leave the girl alone? I had to ignore her. We could deal with that after. So another woman in my place won't do the same thing? Huh? What your ex doing with your family on Christmas Day? Good question.
Right.
Good question. How I overdo it with my behavior? These people got me so upset with their nonsense. Iowa, do you all find anything wrong with how I behave? Yes, my girl. Yes. I go lie to you, huh? Yes. Shouldn't he and his family run behind that girl? So how are our relationships supposed to work? All right, I'm going to read it one more time. This time I'm going to read it at more speed. Okay, family? I'll try to read it quicker. I will hear me out there because right now I so vexed. Tell me how I was supposed to ignore her. I want my boyfriend and I know each other for about 2 years. He asked me to move in with him in August of last year, 2022. I want them people know me and the girl, his ex, we're not talking. The girl and I have had several arguments in public. She calling and messaging my boyfriend. I didn't like it and I wanted it to stop. Imagine I'm with my boyfriend and the girl keeping the boy life miserable. I saw the messages on his phone. Yes, I'm that type of girlfriend. I will go through the phone if I get the chance. I replied to her telling her to stop if she know what is good for her. She cursed me and she tell my boyfriend to tell her stop. So I make him call her on speaker and tell him to ask her to stop. And he did. And I tell her if she know what good for her, do ever call or text him again. She hung up the phone. And I met her somewhere. And she was throwing words for me. Believe me, you, I'm not far from fighting with her because the girl does get to me. Believe you, eh? And his family knows that. So you mean to tell me somebody invite that girl to his family Christmas lunch and I supposed to just ignore her? No way. When I saw her come in, I blocked the kitchen door and asked her, "What you doing there? Who invites you?" She brushed me with her shoulder to come inside and I push her back. She had 2 trays of food, one with macaroni thing. It fell. She called one of her sisters to help her. So I went to my boyfriend and I asked him, "What that girl doing here?" I tell him, "He know the situation with me and that girl. Who invite her? Why is she here?" He say, "Don't know. Just ignore her." Well, I tell him, things start already. And he better ask her to go. I will tell him, that family thing can mash up at any time once that girl and I in the same place. And I'm not going to play with her. He say he cannot tell her go because his family know her. Just ignore her, my girl. Ignore her. I tell him, "Monsieur, but how?" The place not big. It's either you inside or you outside. And don't matter where you are, everybody on top of everybody. He has 2 sisters, a brother, and his mother. They all live in the house. I ask everybody who invited her. None of them know. And none of them not asking her to leave. So I tell her, "You're not with Tutut. Why are you here?" She say, "She have every right to be here. She knew the people before me. She and Tutut was together for 7 years. I cannot prevent her from being there." So then my boyfriend now will come and tell me, I need to stop. You need to stop. Leave her alone. And he's doing the right thing, babes. You really had to stop. Leave that girl alone. Y'all, I was so vexed. If you see her, she all over the place hugging everybody, making noise. Merry Christmas. Telling people how she missed them so much. Why? Women, y'all are something else, you know. Telling people how she missed them so much and how it's so good to see them.
Merry Christmas.
So I say, let me tell y'all, eh? Y'all forgetting. The girl said that in the Christmas party. They said, the girl tell them, you're forgetting. I told them my boyfriend catch her having X years with her boss on their bed when she and him used to live together. So I said, she said, you lie. I tell them the man she cheat with didn't want her because he have his wife. Is user. Tutut. And right now she come in here bringing food. I tell him I not like that. I can never do that. If me and Tutut break up and he has a new girlfriend, I not coming around if his girlfriend there. So I tell him to ask my boyfriend if what I'm saying is not true. I want that burden me because these people should have run behind that girl. I hear she telling somebody, oh, that's not true. She went overseas for a while and the long distance thing was not working. But it's because they catch her having tutut, she left the country. Let me tell y'all, the girl there, and I know that is, in my mind, I going to fight on Christmas Day. I was taking food in the kitchen, but at the same time, I watching outside because my boyfriend outside, she outside too. She think I not looking, but my antenna up. I see the girl hug my boyfriend and rubbing his back. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Y'all, one quiz take me. I chop the food. Eh? And I scream, hello! Everybody watching me like I'm crazy. Not realizing, that is why she come there. I rush outside with a plastic fork and I tell her, try that again. Try that again. Now my boyfriend will watch me and tell me, calm down, that hug don't mean anything. And how is family there and what I doing not looking good. I say, what? I tell him, don't play with my feelings. Tell me now what the tutut is going on. Why are you hugging your ex? I already tell myself that girl come to cause trouble and I ready. And you see, as that happened, I thinking since nobody knows who invited her, it could be him that tell her come there. One of his aunts come and tell me, cool out, that's not the way I'm making a scene and people talking about me like I care. And mind you, that's the first time I'm meeting some of these people, eh? But I don't care. Because you mean to tell me nobody don't realize the girl come there from Roro? Nobody in the family didn't tell her, well, Tutut girlfriend is there and you're making her uncomfortable. So please leave. But no, it's me that's the bad person because I do not want her anywhere close to my boyfriend. That girl feels she's so smart. You know what she do after I almost juke her eye outside? She shout, you see me? I'm not good here. I'm leaving because y'all want to kill me here. And them people telling the girl, don't go. I see one of his friends trying to block her from going. She tell him, move. She take her bag and she say, she going. And so she left, like she's so upset. Tricks. Now everybody watching me disappointed, but I don't care. My boyfriend come in and tell me how I embarrass his family and friends. So I ask him, how that relationship supposed to work if you're not supporting me? Whose side you on with the nonsense you telling me there? Oh, why didn't I leave the girl alone? I had to ignore her. We could have dealt with that after. So another woman in my place wouldn't do the same thing. What your ex doing with your family on Christmas Day? How I overdo it with my behavior? These people got me so upset with their nonsense. Do you all find anything wrong with how I behave? Shouldn't he and his family run behind that girl? How are relationships supposed to work? Let's go to the phone. Let's take our very first call. Good afternoon to you. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey. Hey. Oh, boy.
Yes, my girl. Go ahead, baby. What do you think about that girl, boy? The one first, let's talk about
I don't know where to start because that girl sounds like she's crazy. She's mad. What? Yeah.
What do you think about her behavior?
So her behavior is really off. I want that. What the way for you to behave?
No, a demand family thing, sir.
Come on, have some respect for me, please.
Very good, sir. It wasn't good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. understand of what she said at the beginning. She said, she noticed that she was getting she got some calls over there, texts from the woman.
Yeah.
She had to discuss that with the guy and stuff. Okay, that passed. Yes, you went to the guy's family for lunch on Christmas Day. You met the girl there. I guess the reason why the girl was there is because she has a good relationship with the boy's family, I guess.
Okay.
That's why the family maybe invited her. But I don't think there's nothing wrong in that.
So, Kolaena, if the girlfriend came to you and the girlfriend tell you, okay, she uncomfortable, you'd still remain there if you were the ex? You'd still remain there?
She's uncomfortable. Uncomfortable because of what?
Because you there. Because you there.
I'm not in the way.
So why
the right time for all the problems, the woman. The right time for all the trouble.
So she's wrong. She's in the wrong for behaving the way she
is. Yeah, keep her wrong for the kind of bad manner she displayed.
Yeah, man, that's really bad.
That's not the way you're doing that. Obviously. Okay, first to begin with, right now, did you find out how the girl reached there? It wasn't your boyfriend, maybe your boyfriend's sister, or maybe the aunt or somebody, because it looks like she has a good relationship with the ex-family. So they invited her to the lunch. All you had to do, you see the girl there, just don't cross paths. That's all. You stay in your section. That could have been avoided.
Kola, you won't feel uncomfortable too? I mean, if you were...
If my ex invites... Well, not my ex. My ex-family is murder, have a lunch or something. She invites me. And I know my ex have a girlfriend. I will keep my distance. I won't feel uncomfortable for what?
What?
Right, so you
have no.
You keep your distance because you have no.
Yeah, I know his ex is there. Right. You know, I know she was part of the family before I was there. Right. So obviously, I'll keep my distance. Yeah, I will talk to them and think, but I will not be so different as she are.
So you won't ask her what you're doing here, why you here?
What you doing there for? What? No, that's not my place. And it's not my place to ask the girl that. It was my home and our home. I could ask her what she doing there. But the girl. I'm the boy, ex-family home, and I saw him this come and say, what you doing there? That's the writer.
Why didn't the boyfriend step in? Why didn't the boyfriend tell her, hey, the ex...
Well, maybe the writer, the boyfriend says, maybe it was planned. It looks like he was confused. He was ashamed, so he just couldn't say anything. He was more puzzled.
Did the family...
Or unless he did have planned that.
Should the family have told her to leave?
Pardon?
Should the family?
What I'm telling
them? Should they have told her to leave?
Well, they had the reason to tell her to leave, and that's the best thing they should have done, allow her to leave. Because of her bad manners.
What she said in the letter is, okay, the family see that she is uncomfortable, the now girlfriend, the new girlfriend. She's uncomfortable because...
Well, if you're uncomfortable, you go about your business, you go, you take your money, you go, you're not uncomfortable, you take your bag, you go about your business. That's all.
Wait, Kola, let's look at all sides. We have to be fair.
Give her right at the beginning when she said she confronted her over the phone or whatever. But I give her wrong.
Kola, for I'm saying, shouldn't the family have said to the ex-girlfriend, you know what, Gaza? Okay, Ronkin girlfriend is there now, the new girl, and you're making her uncomfortable. So, just...
I will. Just so? That puppy show. If my ex-boyfriend invited me, his mother invited me to a family function.
His mother that invited you, huh?
Well, his sister was somebody
invited. Not his sister that invited you. He that invited you.
Yeah.
If the man invited me to a family function, I will not come. If I know the man invited me to say, I know you have this woman, I will not come. But if the family invites me, I will come. So, I don't think she gets to know who invited the girl,
So what is the difference? What is the difference if the family invites you, you come in?
Well, if the family invited me, I have all the right to be there, okay? Mm-mm. You understand? Mm-mm. But if the fella invited me, I will not come there because I know you have this woman. I won't come there.
So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Because, like I said, if the boy murder invited me, I'll have, even if the woman there, I have all the right for me to be there. Because she invited me for her family thing. But if that guy invited me, I'll be like, okay, well, You know, I'm not comfortable with your woman there.
Just don't go. Just don't go. Mm-hmm. Say, see.
Well, so, no.
So
no,
you
no,
don't
no.
go. They go. Me see what they'll call you and say, so you ain't coming.
Hello. If the family invites me, I'm going to go. If the guy invites me, I wouldn't go. Just to avoid the problem.
So look at the Budum question. So you don't hug him and Merry Christmas and rub his back.
But the family gets together, Iwa.
Wait. So you don't hug him and rub his back, and you know that girl there with her fuck with it to drop your hands.
Listen, you're not talking about you're not talking sexually. It's a family, you know, a family gathering. I'm
so, no.
Merry Christmas, happy New
Year. No.
In my case, I wouldn't hug him and finger. I'll say happy New Year, wishing all the best to you and the girlfriend, and you know, whatever. But I won't come and hug the manager.
Yeah,
but that girl, that woman you have there, that I don't know where you get her from, huh? I don't know where you get down past madness. Yeah, you are.
Down crazy, but
down past madness, not behaving so gasper. Big woman like you. So I'm gonna talk to the man.
In front of my family, you bad sir.
Me so you think that the boy family will accept her with that kind of behavior?
Yeah, but in trouble, eh?
I don't think she gave it that, eh?
But I like it, like, the madman.
That's not right at all.
Kola, have a happy new year. Thank you. You've been awesome.
Yeah, boy.
All right, so give us a call at 452-3046. We want to hear from you. What is your take? What do you think about a behavior, though, the author of this afternoon's letter? Did she do the right thing? I find she was, what, boy? She became a bit crazy because that other girl was there. But could you understand her reason for behaving that way? Yeah, you know, the other girl, she and the other girl, the ex, they almost fought, you know. They've been having exchanges and so on. They've been quarreling. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Let us see you on the air.
Good afternoon.
First time caller?
First time.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I've been listening to you guys
for years. Never have I had the courage to, but that wasn't too hot. I have to say.
Thank you for calling.
The ex have no right to be there.
Yes.
Unless she is the man, cousin, sister, auntie, nene. Matter of fact, nene not even in that. Mm-hmm. She don't have no right to be there. I'm a woman of class. However, I have to say that I would have had to go out of character at that time. I agree with the writer 100%. Let me tell you something. What's she doing there? What you come and do there? Unless you have no interest in the man, you have to have an interest in the man for you to take your whole Christmas day and come to the man's family
and
gathering.
You have two chairs for
it. It doesn't matter if she was invited or not. You have nothing to do with your life. That's ridiculous. What she doing there? Now, I understand. Maybe she was the girlfriend. You know, she hadn't met some family members and whatever, and she doesn't want to display her bad manners. But let me tell you something. Bad manners there to display at that rate. Because you don't tell me, me and you there together, you've been harassing the man back and forth. Well, I don't know if the man entertaining her, because at this point, it seems like the man entertaining her for to be so brave.
He
has to be brave.
Yes.
That girl has to be brave, you, because, how is Mia? I not even like that, and I would have gone out of character to what
you come
and do there.
And
you hugging the man, and the man so calm and telling me to relax. Why he don't go to the girl and tell her what you come and do there?
That's true.
Why he coming to tell you as the girlfriend? Oh, relax. Well, yes, she probably was displaying her bad manner, and she was probably making a scene. But let me tell you, the girl will be not all right to make a scene.
Call out, speak to the family.
Because that's disrespectful.
Speak to the issue of the family. Why didn't the family say something? Should the
family
have said something?
I don't know why I'm not hearing you properly.
Okay, Cora, I'm asking you, should the family have said something to her?
The family probably should have said something. I mean, they could have said something to both parties. They could have said something to her as well. But whoever the family member that invited that girl, they were like drama too. Because I don't understand, for whatever reason, even if they did not know why she and the guy had broken up. You know, there must be something for them to break up. Like, okay, you have to first ask the guy, listen, I'm trying to... If the ex name is Lisa, let's just see. You know, I'm inviting Lisa for Christmas, you know, and then the guy would say something. But for it to just issue at the people home, even if you invited, well, what you come in and do there? Kiss out having fella. So I agree with the writer, 100%. Writer, I understand sometimes we don't have to go out of character. Hey, the girl went. She went out of character. I would not have done it, but I'd be a waje too, and I'm not leaving because I am the girlfriend. You don't have to go. I'm not going nowhere. You not going.
All right, so
I agree with the writer.
All right, so she had a right. She had a right. She be able.
Yeah, she had a right. She, to the extent she brought it, maybe she should have toned it down a little bit, you know? But then the guy, she cannot go to the guy because the guy is not the one, well, let's just say, the guy is not the one who invited her, so she cannot be upset with the guy. She needs to find out from the woman because apparently none of the family members ain't telling her who invited her. They ain't telling her who invited the ex. So she had to go directly to the source, and I agree that, my girl, you brave.
Come
I agree
would you,
that.
Would you
do what you have to do for your man?
Would you react the same way? Tell him, let me tell you all something. You know,
you know, and maybe, you know, I would have probably gone home and I'd have passed my rage on the man because I'd have tried and figure out what's happening. But that's the right thing to do. Address the issue right away. Don't sleep on it. So I agree with the girl.
Thank
I agree
you,
for 100%.
Thank you. Thank you for your contribution.
That's my contribution.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for staying.
Thank you and to you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You,
we appreciate you. Wow, wow, wow. So she's saying, actually, you know, that's the way you deal with that thing, you know, right away. Yeah. Good afternoon. Let us see. Happy New Year. You on here?
Happy New Year. Kinanti.
Hey.
It was me that was in the place of the girl. That bombed the girl and the man and I didn't go through and put.
What?
And I go in home.
Yay! Buddy, I really and truly heard the news today, bro. You sound so excited to get in line. You sound so excited to get in line, bro. And all I hear you say is you eat the plate of food in my gym. Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Aywa.
My brother, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Aywa.
Yeah, man, we are right, too. We are right. We are right.
Now, I don't even hear exactly what go on there.
Yeah, okay.
But based on what the two callers saying, both of them people out of place. Even if the family invite you to your ex-boyfriend's house and the ex-boyfriend going to be there, what you going to do there?
True.
He's not yours again.
You're not supposed to
you
be
understand?
There. Say you're not going.
Secondly, as a girlfriend, when they see the person come there, what you want to fight for? You see, that's the level of the maturity of certain people. Again, it always goes down to the good book.
Kuala, don't forget, these people are mad exchanges.
Yeah, and if I'm
not pleasant.
And that's where my point always is being validated. The Bible said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. A girlfriend will act like a girlfriend, and a wife will act like a wife. A wife knows how to carry herself in certain situations, how to diffuse situations. You understand? So then, if they don't know if their foundation is, they will always act certain ways in different situations. You understand? So they don't know how to diffuse. But that ex-girlfriend should not be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And if the present girlfriend didn't like it, she would just stay calm. Like Anisha Kuala said, when she go home, deal with it if a man, or if she found out too embarrassing, she would just leave. Simple. But then a lot of people don't have the specific mental capacity to function like that. So, oops, there it is.
Kolo, you talk about wives and husbands. So shouldn't the boyfriend have made the writer feel secure? Okay, look, I'm going to tell my ex-girlfriend to leave because you are here. Hmm. It's you I want
Aywa,
to be with.
Let me interject in what you're saying. You don't know what I say. That's what I'm saying. It goes both ways. When a woman supposed to find a husband, listen to me, in inverted commas, that means not a ring, you know. People that carry themselves a certain way so their partner will not feel disrespected. Until the day they say, I do, then you become that person husband or that person wife. Like I said, a girlfriend will act like a girlfriend, a wife will act like a wife.
Well, I try to follow you there, girlfriend.
Let me explain to you, right? The Bible said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. The Bible never tell you, he who finds a girlfriend, then she becomes your wife, and then you get married to her. No, she has to be a wife first when you meet her. And then when you put a ring on her finger, then she becomes your wife.
What is a wife? What is a wife?
That again?
What is a wife?
A woman that knows how to carry herself in a proper manner. She believes she has a standard. You understand? She knows where and what foundation is planted in. So these people move with wisdom. They move with respect and understanding. You understand? A wife will act like a wife. A girlfriend will act like a girlfriend. If a girlfriend will act ratchet, she will act ratchet. A wife will never act ratchet.
Hmm?
You understand? People with understanding and wisdom will learn how to or will know how to diffuse a situation. You understand?
So, Connor, a woman who is married.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not. Don't get me wrong when I say that terminology, wife.
Wait for me. A woman who is married and goes after another woman to defend her husband. How would you refer to that?
Why would she want to go after another woman? She need to deal with her husband. She have nothing to do with the other woman. Okay, so let me ask a question, Iowa. Right? If there's a situation where I have my girlfriend and then she sleep with the next guy, but she wasn't raped, why would I go after the next guy? She wasn't raped. I need to deal with her. I have nothing telling the next guy. And the same thing. You understand? Mm. She need to deal with her person. And that's how you diffuse the situation. And then again, know how to do it, where to do it. You are the individual's parents' house. You're going to go look to act a fool there in front of his family. So for some reason, the family invite the ex-girlfriend there because they like her. You understand? It's quite obvious. So if you act a fool there, they'll be like, son, you see? You see why I like that one for you? I don't like that one. Watch how she's getting on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you have to move with wisdom. A wife, in inverted commas, will move with wisdom. So both of them are girlfriends. They don't know how to act.
All right, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Happy New Year to you, bro. Yeah, well, that's what I'm basically saying. Hey, man, ladies, look, you know, if things over, don't go there, you know. Don't go there. And he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you on the air.
Hello.
Hello. I suspect that was me. 4523046 is the number to call. We're inside the first letter for 2023. And so far, we've had a few calls. I mean, and surprisingly, some of the ladies are saying she's right. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Letla, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Iowa.
Good afternoon to you. Happy New Year.
Hey. Just now, I was the one that called. You said you didn't properly heard what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, if it was me that was in place of the girl, I would knock out both my boyfriend and the girl, and I would eat my belly full, and I would go home.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we read the letter one more time, and we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on RCI.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Some have struggled, but they have learned. They've come from humble beginnings, but they have grown. For some, it has been tough, but they continue to press on. We've heard their stories of having ailments and how they are fighting to overcome. Stories of inspiration. Stories of success. Listen as they continue to speak. She Speaks. She Speaks. Aired every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. on the Caribbean Sound. Sponsored by the Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need. And Courts, bringing value home. Nice and easy. Light and slow. Reloaded. Nice and easy. Light and slow. Reloaded. Monday to Friday, 6 p.m. until 7:30. Feel it. Embrace it. Share it. Nice and easy. Light and slow. Reloaded. Only on RCI.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International, the first one for 2023. So far, we've had a few callers. We've had a first-time caller. Man, very excited. Ah! Oh, we're loving it. Thank you, the silent ones. We're hoping that you do call. Here's the first Letland for the year. I want to hear me out, because right now I so vexed, Tell me how I was supposed to ignore her. I want my boyfriend and I know each other for about 2 years. He asked me to move in with him in August of last year, 2022. I want them people know me and that girl, his ex, not talking. The girl and I have had several arguments
in public. She calling and messaging my boyfriend? I didn't like it, and I wanted it to stop. Imagine I'm with my boyfriend and the girl keeping the boy life miserable. I saw the message on his phone. Yes, I am that type of girlfriend. I will go through the phone if I get the chance. I replied to her, telling her to stop if she know what is good for her. She cursed me. She tell me, tell my boyfriend, tell her stop. So I make him call her on speaker and tell him to ask her to stop. And he did it. And I tell her, if she know what good for her, don't ever call or text him again. She hung up the phone. And I met her somewhere, and she was throwing words for me. Believe me, you, I'm not far from fighting with her because the girl does get to me. And his family knows that. Eliza, poor job. So you mean to tell me somebody invite that girl to his family Christmas lunch and I supposed to just ignore her? No way. When I saw her coming, I blocked the kitchen door. I asked her, where are you going? What you doing there? Who invite you? She brushed me with her shoulder to come inside. So I pushed her back. She had two trays of food. One with some macaroni thing. It fell. She called one of his sisters to help her. So I went to my boyfriend and I asked him, what that girl doing here? What that girl doing here? I tell him, you know that situation with me and the girl. Who invited her? Why is she here? He say, don't know. Just ignore her. Well, I tell him, things start already. And he better ask her to go. I will tell him that family thing can mash up at any time once that girl and I in the same place and I'm not going to play with her. He say he cannot tell her go because his family know her. Just ignore her. I tell him, monsieur, but how? The place not big. It's either you inside or you outside, and no matter where you are, everybody on top of everybody. He has two sisters, a brother and his mother. They all live in the house. I ask everybody who invite her. None of them know. None of them know. And none of them not asking her to leave. So I tell her, you're not with Tutut? So why are you here? She says she have every right to be here. She know the people before me. She and Tutut was together for 7 years. I cannot prevent her from being there. So then my boyfriend now will come and tell me, you need to stop. Leave her alone. Leave that girl alone, y'all. I was so vexed. If you see her, she all over the place hugging everybody, making noise. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Telling people how she missed them so much and how it's so good to see them and blah, blah, blah. So I say, let me tell y'all. Y'all forget it because my boyfriend told me. I tell them my boyfriend catch her having XCS with the boss on the bed when she and him used to live together. So I say it. She shouts, you lie. I tell them the man she cheat with didn't want her because he have his wife and he use her toot toot. And right now she come in here bringing food. I tell him I not like that. I can never do that. If me and Tutut break up and he have his girlfriend, his new girlfriend, I not coming around if his girlfriend there. So I tell him to ask my boyfriend if what I'm saying is not true. I want that burning me because these people should have run behind that girl. I hear she telling somebody, oh, that's not true. She went overseas for a while and the long distance thing was not working. But it's because they catch her having toot-toot. She left the country. Let me tell you, the girl there and I not at ease in my mind. I going to fight Christmas Day. I was taking food in the kitchen, but at the same time, I watching outside because my boyfriend outside and she outside too. She think I not looking, but my antenna up. I see the girl hug my boyfriend, rubbing his back. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Y'all, one quiz take me. I drop the food on the floor. I scream, hello! Everybody watching me like I crazy, but not realizing that's why she come there. I rush outside with a plastic fork and I tell her, try that again. Try that again. Now my boyfriend will watch me and tell me, calm down. That hug don't mean anything. And how is family there and what are you doing not looking good? I say, what? I tell him, don't play with my feelings. Tell me now what the tutut going on. Why you hugging your ex? Why are you hugging your ex? Y'all, I already tell myself that girl come there to cause trouble and I ready.
And you see, as that happened, I'm thinking, since nobody knows who invited her, it could be him that tell her come there. Well, one of his aunts come and tell me, cool out. That's not the way. I'm making a scene and people talking about me like I care. And mind you, that's the first time I'm meeting some of these people there, but I don't care. Because you mean to tell me nobody don't realize the girl come there for Ruru? Nobody in the family didn't tell her, well, Tutu's girlfriend is here and you're making her uncomfortable, so please leave. But no, it's me as the bad person because I do not want her anywhere close to my boyfriend. That girl feels she's so smart. You know what she do after I almost juke her eye outside? She shout, you see me? I'm not good here. I'm leaving because you want to kill me here. And that people telling the girl, don't go. Don't go. I see one of his friends trying to block her from going. She tell him, move. She take her bag and she says, she going. And so she left. Like she's so upset. Tricks. Papa. Tricks. Now everybody watching me disappointed. But I don't care. My boyfriend come in and tell me how I embarrass his family and friends. So I ask him, how that relationship supposed to work if he not supporting me? Whose side you on with the nonsense you come in and tell me there? Girlfriend, miss, yeah, what fellas, how many of y'all have that turn up in your life? There, where am I? Let's see, how that relationship was supposed to work if you're not supporting me? Whose side you on with the nonsense you come in and tell me there? Oh, why didn't I leave the girl alone? I had to ignore, we could have dealt with that after. So, another woman in my place would not do the same thing. What your ex doing with your family on Christmas Day? What? How I overdo it with my behavior? These people got me so upset with their nonsense. Do you all find anything wrong with how I behave? Shouldn't he and his family run behind that girl? How is our relationship supposed to work? Let's reopen the phone lines at 4523046. This is Letla, the first one for 2023. Want to hear what is your take with regards to this afternoon's Letla? What do you think about her behavior? Did she go overboard with the way she was expressing herself and letting people know as to what went on and what is going on and that sort of thing? We ask you to hold and we're going to take all your calls. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla, your favorite talk show on Radio Caribbean International for 2023. I see we have some voice notes. I'll be playing some of them in just a bit. Happy New Year. You're on the air. Letla Nasia.
Hi, good afternoon, Iowa. First-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller.
Happy New Year, caller. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Now, Iowa, let me tell you. First thing, she came with 2 trays of food. That means that she knew about the party or the lunch. So that means that somebody invited her.
Sure.
And if the family now did not say anything to the behavior or the hugging and whatever that was going on, that means that they were accepting her as the ex-girlfriend. So they are closer to the ex-girlfriend than the present girlfriend. So she needs to check herself. Maybe it's her attitude that they do not like, or they're just tolerating her as an individual. So she actually needs to check herself and figure out whether they like her or they need her or they want her in the relationship with the guy.
So in essence, what you're
saying... That's my take on it.
What you're saying, the family is sending a serious message that maybe they prefer the other girl, the first girlfriend, as opposed to, you know... the new one?
Yes.
Okay. All right, but you said, how do you think she behaved, though?
To be honest with you, I have been in a similar situation where I was invited to a family function with my ex, and I was introduced to the new person.
Wow.
And I did behave respectable. I did not over cross, you understand?
No.
Even if I was ex, wouldn't play myself.
What I want to know is your feelings. How did you feel? Were you comfortable being there?
I was comfortable being there because I was invited. That is why I'm saying to her that she needs to check herself. Because if she came with 2 trays of food, that means that she was more than invited.
Why did
Because she contributed
you?
To the lunch.
Why did they invite you?
because they consider me part of the family, even if I'm still not there, but I'm still considered part of the family, probably because of the way that I treated them. Yes, I am not with, but because of probably being a nice person towards them, they still treat me as family.
And then feel
but then even if you are treated as family, you do not have to over.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because remember, you are still the ex. And you cannot flaunt it, especially if the person is like, sorry to say it, caller, the writer. Sometimes we behave as psychos, as women. So you cannot behave that way, or you can't flaunt yourself for the other person because, you know, they're not yet really in there. So you have to, you know, give yourself a little calm when you go there, you know. You treat her with a little level of respect because she's still not feeling, especially as she said, she didn't know all of the family members.
Right.
So, you know, you still have to give her a little. So that's my take on it, Aiwa.
Thank you very much, first time caller. We appreciate you. Thank
you're
you very
welcome.
Much. Thank you. Yes, I. So, you know, why just not go in the first place? You know, try not to go there. I mean, stay away. I mean, nothing wrong, and they want to beat you. Good afternoon. Let Clara see you on the air. Happy New Year.
Team RCI.
Hey!
No, that's not right. Let me just hold my radio.
Yeah, man.
All right. Aywa.
Yes, ma'am.
That literally gets one funny.
Yeah. That little lab I want.
Mama. But Aywa. I think the family has to say at their home. That's the family's home. My thing is, you see the ex, I don't have nothing much doing. I'll just take my food, let's go at my home. Now,
why are you going with food? You're hungry? Mm-mm.
What's that?
Why are you going with food? You're hungry?
Hey, you're
hungry.
But I come to eat. Mm-mm. Yeah. I came to eat and be merry. No, but I want to hear that too. The man serves up like his thing too. Because you're telling me, you see your girlfriend uncomfortable. At no point you don't say, babe, you know, let's make a move or something like that. You know?
True.
You just, and when you finish, you're going outside, you're hugging the girl like it.
And back rubbing and all, eh?
Yeah. And then what burned me, I was, the girl has so much, I don't even know what to call it, that she's saying in front of the people she just met, that the ex, the man fighting the ex, sleeping with her boss. So how does that consider?
Well, I guess you wanted to prove a point.
Mm-mm, no point, you wanted to be bitter.
Yes.
Like, that's, she know why she said it.
Yes.
Because she mad. So she wanted people to look at the girl different. But is she the one that was looking different to the people? Because you just meet the people and that's how you're acting?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's really, really crazy.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Conduct yourself in a proper manner. Like, you
Conduct
just meet the people
you today. You're forgetting that them two girls clash already.
But I want the man like his thing. Why are you still talking to your ex? Why is she not blocked? And then the girl telling the man to call her and tell her, don't call my phone again, according to what the man, don't call my phone again. And the girl still end up at the family Christmas. The girl have a lot of say.
Yeah, the family lights up.
Precisely, Aiwa. Because then, Aiwa, she had to use that opportunity, Aiwa, to make the family respect her. And she just, let me tell you, she did the opposite.
Yeah.
Because she just proved the family point.
What do you think about the ex behavior? You saw she left there. Oh, you want to kill me inside there?
I want to say something. Like, you see, women, let me tell you. Sometimes I just shake my head. But I want the family invited the girl. Okay, and the girl knew exactly what she was doing.
Sure.
Because the girl woke up there for food. She came back to eat and she was saying Merry Christmas aloud. She said Merry Christmas aloud.
So, Kola, she still want the guy.
Maybe. And the guy still wants her too because the guy's still entertaining her. The guy's still entertaining her.
Kola, you're making a very, very good point. He should have said something.
Yeah, man. That's your woman at the end of the day.
Yeah,
tell your woman, you know, I see you uncomfortable. Let's make a move. That's how you respect somebody.
True.
You just say that, go outside, hug the person, and telling her to calm down. Now, you know, I understand why she would react that way. Because they put her in that position. Because nobody don't give her a heads up and say, hey, you know, so and so coming. You right?
Maybe
so nobody
knew,
give her
maybe
that option.
She would not have gone.
So I understand, but at the same time, too wrong doesn't make her right.
Yes.
The way she reacted, and that's the first time you're meeting the people, come on. Meet the girl on the streets and bust her head.
What?
You know? What? What she want to do. But don't meet the girl in the people's house and behave that way. That is your house.
Kona, if you had, would you go as an ex? Would you have gone?
Yeah. But they invite me.
But why are you going?
But how you mean, why are you going? The family like me. The family invite me. That's my extended family. Of course, yes, I would.
Why yes. Also?
Of course. Maybe if I knew that she was coming, you know, I would stay in a corner. I would not go there and be loud and, you know, I would stay in my little corner. I will greet everybody and, you know, I will not even speak to the man. Because to me, we not together. I don't have nothing with you. I do not need to speak to you. I will more be on the family. Yes. But I will not do all that. Yes. But I would go. Because I don't see nothing wrong with that.
If you in a relationship, would you have gone with your partner? No, you would have gone alone.
What's that?
If you are in a relationship, would you go with your partner?
Yes.
Or would you go alone?
I want. Now you remember. How will I go with my partner?
You going alone?
But no, I in a relationship, I would not go.
I
am not, right, and the family invite me, then I would go. But if I'm in a relationship, why are you looking back? Hey, I don't have a new family already. The people replace.
And why you going is because they like you.
Exactly. I would go because they like me, you know.
Are you not
and the man
life?
And the woman with the man for 7 years, she just there a little 2 years. First come, first serve.
What?
Yeah, she, you know.
Right. So she was wrong to behave that way.
Yeah, man, she was wrong to behave that way. She should have behaved a different way.
Yeah, in front of the family, man. What? That's crazy.
Right,
that's
because crazy. If you're doing that in front of the family, Palace, what else she doing? Just how she'll give them a mix. Because she already telling the man, call a girl. Well, you see the amount of things sometimes women do to keep a man, eh? Look at that. You tell a man, call a girl. Tell her not to call you. And she still end up at the family party. So that means what you did was nothing. Because she still end up somewhere else that could get under your skin. So.
Yeah. But, Kola, you know, we all agree that, you know, as people in relationship, we end up in a relationship. You know, things go sour and we have to watch.
According to the man, eh? If the relationship not working, they should try relation good. Anyway.
What? Thank you very much, Kola. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for calling. This is Latin on Radio Caribbean International. I tried to play some of them. You see what I'm telling you, C4? You see what they're doing? Yeah, boy. Crash, right? Wait. That's expected. Latin on it. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Latin on, I see you on the air.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hey. Hey, go ahead.
Good afternoon. We have to take some things into consideration there. I have listened to the letter. I have listened to the callers. I firmly believe, based on what I heard from the letter, the writer needs to be very careful, because it seems to me, based on what she's saying, that the boyfriend is still in love or he still likes his ex. Because the reason I'm going to say that, he continues speaking with her, even though he knows it is posing a relationship with his current girlfriend. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying exes can't speak, because I always believe people are supposed to end relationships amicably.
Right.
You understand? It can end rough sometimes, but you understand? Yeah. He used to be with that person for a very long time, so there is nothing wrong if you still speak. However, what I'm saying is that the fact that you know that your girlfriend is not comfortable around this person, you should try your best to do certain little things that will not make the situation as tense as it got.
Yeah.
For example, hugging
your ex. Yeah.
You shouldn't have done it there, because I'm not saying that you can't hug your ex. I'm just saying that you cannot do it there knowing that your girlfriend is uncomfortable about the situation.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the family invited and everybody is saying that she shouldn't have behaved so in front of the family. But I'm very sure the family have females. And they would not have liked them to be in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. So somebody should have gone out and spoken to the ex and said to the ex, okay, we've invited you to the thing. Whatever person is bringing their person, you know, the person may be uncomfortable, because according to the letter, she said that the family knows about the feud between them.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Please try your best to stay close to us, because it's us that we that invited you.
Right.
Or don't invite her because there is a new person in the family, right? I'm not telling you not to have a relationship anymore, but probably have a Christmas little
thing after, or just invite her home when she alone is there, the ex.
Right.
Don't invite the ex while the girlfriend is there, because it will feel, yes, you may have a good relationship with her, which is okay, but you're making the person feel uncomfortable, and you wouldn't want that for yourself. How would the boyfriend have felt if the girl had invited him, if the girl had invited him to her family function and her ex was invited?
Yes. Not
you
good,
understand
I'm
me?
Sure. Not good, I'm sure.
Yeah, she wouldn't have felt comfortable. So what you don't want for yourself, don't do it to others. And whereas persons may be saying that, oh, she should have behaved better than that and whatever, when you're in the heat of the moment, you behave in ways that you least expect. I'm just telling the writer, she should be very careful, because she should know her position, because based on the lesson what she's saying there, her position is still second and the ex is the one in front. Because to me, if the girl behaves in that manner and she tells you she's not feeling comfortable and whatever, she's had feuds with the girl, you know that she came. At least what you all should do, you and her, if anything, tell her, okay, babe, look, I see my mother or somebody invited the ex guy, I don't know, let us go. Even when I feel that the rightful person who should be leaving at that point should be the ex, because you're no longer in the picture. True. And you know what you're causing, and I mean as a female to another female.
True.
If I know that I am in feud with my ex's female, and there is a Christmas function, we're supposed to be family function, and even though I'm close with the family, I wouldn't go. I find the ex is very cantankerous, ferocious. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go out of respect, you understand? I would say, you know what? I am thankful for the invite, but I will come another time and visit y'all. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Don't feel any way, but me and the girl, we don't see eye to eye, and it will not be nice, because I wouldn't want it for myself. And to top it off, you even saying, hey, Nalia, I'm going before they kill me, and all that kind of drama. She's dramatic. And if the boyfriend does not put a stop to that, I'm advising you to forget about this man, because he's not putting you as his priority, because he wouldn't like you to do him that. And that thing he's saying about, oh, you getting on in front of his family like that, his family as well as him, they all suit well together. And it's not you they like. They prefer the other girl, because in the first place, a family function, you know the boy has a new girlfriend. You should not be inviting any ex there, given the fact that they cannot deal, you know they're not dealing. You can invite both people to a function if they are speaking. Right. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
Because there are exes that speak.
Absolutely.
Right? You get where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
But you know they're not speaking. You should not invite the previous one. You should have said to... You don't even have to tell her about it, because she's no longer part of the family.
Now, Kola, as an ex, say if you're an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend and they invite you, should you go?
As an ex-girlfriend, I'll be quite honest. If the person has somebody, I will not go. That, to me, that makes no sense. And even though they invite me and I don't have anybody, I still wouldn't go.
And what about, and even though the relationship with his family or her family is okay, you still
wouldn't go? I wouldn't go, because to me, Christmas is a time for family. That's my take, eh?
Mm.
You understand me, Chris? If it's not just a normal little party, you like a birthday party or something, maybe I would go. But to me, Christmas dinner, Christmas lunch, and these kinds of intimate family things, it's not that I have anything against them, but me, I would not have attended.
Even if you're single?
Even if I was single.
Wow.
Single or relationship, I would not have attended. I would probably go and visit them the day after that, because or another day, but I wouldn't have gone.
Right.
And to me, like certain things, you have to think of it and figure out, you know what, that's not making any sense. You're no longer part of the family per se. Whereas you may still have a relationship with them, but it makes you have to give certain things their boundaries. I'm not telling you don't be upset with the people or not be friends with them, because I mean, I speak very, very well with my ex family. Mm. We're very close. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't go to a function even though they invited me to it, like a Christmas
thing.
But
don't forget, you had to bring food. You had to bring food.
Yes, that's not a problem. You prepare the food, you ask one of them to collect it.
Oh,
Do you understand me? And if you want food from them, tell one of them bring food for you or something. But you have to, for us to leave.
You're preparing the food and you're not going?
No, that's me. I won't go. I wouldn't. I would send, if I had promised a contribution, that is me. I would have sent my contribution and stay away.
Huh.
To me, certain things are private. I wouldn't tell them I'm not coming because of that.
I would come up with an excuse like I have another event to attend or something, even though I may not have anything to attend. You understand?
And that is because you don't want any confusion.
You know, like these things are personal, they are private. They are, you know, these kinds of relationships. No. The ex is very cantankerous, ferocious. I am not blaming the girlfriend for behaving that way.
Wow.
I am only saying that I think she should know her place because evident that because she had to do so much, the man is still in love with his ex. Because if the girlfriend will make a comment as the girl was caught sleeping because out of her region she said so, and the family members saw nothing wrong with it, and they still continued to be the other girl's backer, then evident that the boy is sharing things with his family that you don't know about, and you're the one that is out of place personally there. Because any man I were, wouldn't you want to be, if you had a situation like that with your girlfriend and your ex, wouldn't you try to make your present girlfriend more comfortable given the fact that you know your ex was caught sleeping with another man?
Absolutely.
You understand where I come from?
Absolutely.
Especially under these conditions?
Yeah, man. You have
that's
to
when
ensure.
You'd be... Huh?
I'm saying you have to ensure that babes is very comfortable. Very,
that's
very
when you'd be...
Yeah, go ahead.
That's when you'd be more lovey-dovey with your girlfriend to burn her because she do that kind of thing to you. You get me? But what happened to that current boyfriend is that he still loves the ex. He's hurt at the fact that she did that to him, but he doesn't know how to control his emotions. So he's playing a game kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to lose his girlfriend kind of, but he doesn't want to lose his relationship with his ex because he's still hooked on the ex.
Right.
That's what I could tell that girl. So what she should do is have a stern conversation with him and ask him to choose either she or the ex. Right? She's saying to him that the relationship that he has with her is posing a problem in their relationship. So she really and truly needs to know that she's the most important person there because he's not giving her that. And that's sad. Any female would feel uncomfortable. Even the mother, the sister, the cousin, the auntie, the nenem, and all the friends that were there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like it for themselves. If you don't like something for yourself, don't do it to each other.
And all these people were there and they didn't see anything, all that going on.
Yeah, because something.
Shoulders and, hey.
Yeah, because they don't like the present girlfriend, and it's sad.
I feel so.
They don't like her.
I feel so. I feel
like. And
so.
I like the present girlfriend, because I like the fact that she say, I don't care with family because she's not friendly to the family. She's friendly to the man, and when she is, you know what I'm saying, in the very best places, she's there with the man alone, not with the family. She's right for that. You understand me?
Wow.
And probably that's what the family does not like. So good for them. And she needs to separate herself from these people completely.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carla.
Okay,
you've been awesome.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, well, what is your take? We have time to take a few more calls on Letland. First one for 2023. What are your thoughts on this afternoon's letter? Do you think that she be him? You know? Oh, boy. Is that thing in her? See for what, John?
Still.
Anyway, do you think her behavior was appropriate? What do you think that she could have done differently? Would you have gone if you happened to be someone's ex and you were invited and you had to bring a dish, you had to bring food, you had to be there to witness, or perhaps you knew that he or she, you know, they have a new person in their lives, would you still go? Would you have gone? You know, what kind of ex are you? Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy New Year. Let Lana see you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi. Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Go ahead, Gola.
This letter was really amusing for the opening of 2023. But at the same time, it's very serious.
It is.
And we have to be careful with the kind of advice that we give. The last caller, while she had some good points, I don't know how the writer can be given any kudos for the way she behaved. I think when people are in relationships, it's two people in a relationship, right? And your relationship between the two of y'all, there must be some boundaries that are set. If there's an ex, the ex would not behave the way she did if the boundaries were not broken between she and the guy. So this girlfriend, where is her self-respect and her own self-control that she gets from her own relationship and a certain amount of security as well. Because it sounds to me that she's very insecure. And that comes from, obviously, a gap in the relationship between she herself and her man. If your man cannot make you feel secure enough in that relationship, what will make you feel secure? Why do you have to now be fighting at a party or attacking people? And the man sounds so docile. He's not adding any value. He's not saying much of anything. So there's some sort of unhinging between the girl, the writer, mm-hmm. and her man, mm-hmm. and the man and the ex.
Yeah.
Now, granted, people are saying, you know, it depends on personality and what boundaries, again, that you set for yourself. I would never go to an event that my ex invited me to. I would provide the food, like somebody said, because you do have relationships with your ex family. Sometimes you had a really good relationship with your family, your ex's family, and you all are family, you all are friends, you all are, you know, colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship is good. Once that is not crossing into the relationship with your ex-man, then you maintain a relationship if you can. But if you know that it's going to cause some sort of discomfort, why would I go to create? Why would I go? The other side of the coin is that some people could have a relationship with the ex's family and they have absolutely nothing with the boyfriend, the ex.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that they could go to the event and there will be nothing of that, you know, magnitude happening. What I see is the ex, of course, likes a lot of trouble, but it's obvious that she feels that she has a solid footing with the ex's family, that she's invited, she goes, she expresses herself in a way that is known, it's allowed. She's telling everybody Merry Christmas. She's not even putting a lid on anything. And of course it's to jab the other girl who has no self-control.
Yeah. Hmm? To burn her.
And it's to jab the girlfriend who obviously has no self-control. She's a loose cannon. So obviously, if somebody is doing stuff to get your attention, you're all over the place, throwing food down, doing all sorts of stuff. So when the previous caller says, well, she's not with the family, she's with the guy, that is just unnecessary issues in people's lives. Life is too short. It's not like, I'm not saying you have to kiss up to the family, but it's better when you have a cordial relationship with people. That's the people's son. If they invite, why you have to be throwing food, sending food, flying outside to tell the girl to do that again when it's the guy's body? If he did not see it necessary to get the girl off him, true. Why are you trying to get somebody off of somebody else's body?
Well said.
So there's a lot of it's ridiculous that as young women, we encourage each other to do these things, that at the end of the day, the girlfriend still comes out with the shorter end of the stick. Because guess what? The ex looks like a little angel because she says, oh, they want to kill her. Obviously, we all know that she's dramatic, you know. So you're dealing with two extremely dramatic women. So this woman says they want to kill her. And then you're the one with the plastic fork. you're the one with the plastic fork looking like a fool. So to me, to encourage us as women to do these things, whether you're an ex, like I said, I would not have gone to the event. But in the event that the ex comes, you do not let down, put yourself. I'm sure if she had acted like she did not even see her at the event, start mingling with the family and get to know the family, mm-hmm. enjoy herself with her man, and ignore the ex totally, even if she was boiling inside, there would have been a different outcome.
Yeah, yeah. But what would cause that? What would make her behave that way, though? You want to fight and you want to beat?
Well, I said it when I started. There's a high level of insecurity in the relationship, because at the beginning of the letter you said that she goes into the phone every chance she gets.
Yes,
so we know she's uneasy. She's like a ticking time bomb. So she comes to the party with all her attitude and her antennas up. She sees this girl and she loses her mind.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have any kind of. There's a problem in a relationship that extends to that ex as well. So the guy nobody's speaking about the guy. The guy is taking absolutely no responsibility here. There's no responsibility. And I heard a young man call before and said that if you have a problem, you go to your wife or you go to your husband. She needs to fix that with her boyfriend.
I think she tried, huh?
But to me, it didn't sound like a trial. It sounded like she was She summoned him to the phone, and maybe he said what he had to say. He sounded like he has absolutely no balls. She's the one wearing the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if there's a relationship like that, where is the strength in the relationship in the first place to prevent the ex from communicate to the ex that she has no foundation or she has no place in the relationship? The ex obviously feels she still has some kind of control over that man or in the relationship to get that girl so upset. There should be some kind of, you know, stronghold between the two of them. If you are with a man, you must feel strong enough that when the ex sees you, the ex doesn't have to tell you anything. But it's obvious that her man hasn't given her any kind of solid foundation. She has no security there. She doesn't feel solid. Then what are you doing in the relationship? To make a fool of yourself every single place that he goes? Because trust and believe, like somebody was saying, if she can behave like that at a family function, anywhere else she sees the girl, she could beat up the girl and get herself hurt at the same time. So what are we promoting? It's a good thing for her to be, you know, doing all of that. That's too much. She's doing too much. If your relationship is good, solid, you should not be doing so much at an event.
Thank you very much, Kuala. You've been awesome, and Happy New Year to you again. Thank you.
You as well.
All right, we haven't got any more calls. Let's see, Paul. Let me try and read some of the things because we don't have too much time there. Let's try and read that. Let's go over to the plan. Anything you want to add? Anything? Okay, all right. Think about it. Let me just try and read some of the things. She was there before you. She's friends with the family. Even if they are not together, doesn't mean they can't be friends. Girl, grow up. Nonsense. There is nothing wrong with being friends, even if a relationship is over. Chups, and I said, chups, just leave the relationship. You're making no sense. So the man can't have friends. Chips. Some people are family for life. Wow. What a... Nothing wrong with being friends with your ex. Look at this, Imo. I, as a mother, I will not get vexed with my children's exes. If you can't trust your man, then leave.
What? Wow.
As a mother, I will not get vexed with my children's exes. If you cannot trust your man, then you leave. Good afternoon, Asia and Letla. Happy New Year to you all. This Letla was entertaining but very serious when it comes to self-respect, self-control, and attempting to control others. The writer needs to check on her own self-control and insecurities and whether or not her relationship is solid. If a man respects her and they set appropriate boundaries, she wouldn't need to act like a loose animal. Obviously, she has made the position of the ex look better than her position. If your man doesn't prioritize you, then you need to leave and respect yourself. We need to learn self-control and self-respect. Stop selling yourself short.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the writer come out with the shortest end of the stick. Well, nobody cares about the ex. Nobody respects the girlfriend. Wow. That's true, eh?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You go there, you make it in this... No family come and say, hey, you know, my girl, you're so right, you know. Hey, let's tell that girl to go. Oh, my God. Talk about being insecure, eh? 8 years is a very long time, especially if the family had a great relationship with the ex. Not all families let exes go. You all hear that? Talk about being insecure. 8 years is a very long time, especially if the family had a great relationship with the ex. Not all families let exes go. You all didn't know that, eh? The ex came there because she was invited. And the fact that no one was told no one was told you who invited her, or no one has told you who invited her, is because they are very close to her. And it's none of her business, and most likely prefer her company over hers.
Wow.
It is not her boyfriend's lunch. It's his family's. Okay, okay. So they would have invited the ex. Okay. Character is everything. And no one is going to watch her right after this situation. She will forever be a topic in that family based on her behavior. That's true. Uncle. I mean, auntie talking about... Oh. Auntie, I know auntie well. Auntie talking about you all through the year, my girl. You know, auntie, all that unnecessary lip service made it a bad guy. That relationship ego last ranking. But the boyfriend was wrong to hug his ex, especially after knowing his girlfriend was not comfortable with the ex with there. Come on, Paddy. You could save that hug for later.
Yeah.
I'm a normal as you see, but I know about Bishop. Die good. I'm going to know you die good. Hey. Man, come on, bro. Wrongs, the Kaji ex in her slackness, and now she's trying to redeem a MAGA boy, a Magna points, with her two trays of food.
Guns in the pie, real tight.
What? And then show the pie, man. Oh, they throw the macaroni, mac and cheese. Imagine that the girl throw the, wow, I think I like some. She was being way too extra for somebody that should be tied with the family. Obviously, she's trying to make the new girlfriend uncomfortable. With that said, as man, that guy should have caught on to his ex and make her understand herself by keeping his woman close. Give his woman some reassurance, that's the word, reassurance through his words and actions that he not even studying his ex. Yeah, but he didn't do that. The man studying the ex, you go and say, why did he stay under the mango tree? Why didn't he man under the mango tree all the time there? Where's the breadfruit tree? All by the breadfruit tree there. Hmm. You know, waiting for the ex to come and again. But the girlfriend watching.
Yeah. No.
She said, antennas up. Antennas up, boy. Hey. My Rankin. I think that a family that is true to itself as a family will not create a situation like that. True. I concede people have the right to associate it with whom they want, and Christmas is a time for family and friends. However, inviting your family member's ex to a family event, knowing that the current person will be there, is to invite tension into the situation, boy. What about that, man? However, that response was unbecoming of a person in control of their thoughts and feelings. There is a right way and a wrong way to deal with it. Righteousness and wrongness. A behavior is the popular opposite to the right way of acceptable behavior. Let me rephrase. She is wrong. She wrong. How other people behave is their karma. And how you behave is yours. I believe that she should have carried herself with a bit more presence. At my family event, I would have asked her to leave. Behavior like that will undoubtedly cause the family to question her suitability as a partner. I agree. I think lines were crossed on both sides, and even the boyfriend needs to own his part to play, man. I'm telling you, true. But she should have dealt with her boyfriend on the matter in a more private and respectable manner. Yeah, true. Though. Well said, buddy. Yes, yeah. Rankin is the disrespect for me. I tell you, boy. I tell you, that writer overreacted, but it's a red flag that the family prefers the ex and knows that the boyfriend is still sleeping with her. She even had food. Red flag. Red flag. What's the woman bring two trays of onion macaroni for? And I know macaroni mac and cheese that burn me.
Yeah, I know mac and expensive one. Yeah. She's crazy.
What? It's the disrespect. For me, the boyfriend, I should have moved to. Why did he allow the hug? Made scene with his ex ranking. The writer, right. And the Zenze food ranking, that's to time it back to her, you know what I mean? Ranking that girl 100% right. She should not be there at all. Maji. Yeah. Immaturity at its best. As a mature woman, I would leave the venue and deal with it in private. Somebody invites her, and I'm sure they ask her to cook.
So the current girlfriend just made herself look like a fool. What a... You saw that? I totally understand how the young lady felt. There is no way I would feel free and comfortable. If I were in a place, I would have left. Especially if the ex-girlfriend appeared to be warming up to the guy. Whoa, whoa. I understand her behavior, Rankin. However, it was not appropriate at all. I feel the same way. The ex-girlfriend should have not been there in the first place. I could never accept that level of disrespect. I would have probably expressed my displeasure differently. Different. Daddy girl said, let me tell y'all. Y'all forget. Those of you who sent me them voice notes, they said, wow, the thing's still loading. I see, what really going on there? I said, see, I don't know if I could play that, C4. I don't know that clip. C4, thank you very much. Thank you, Maureen. We'll do that again next week, Wednesday. We are back! Letla on the Caribbean Sun. Man, you guys were awesome. We got a couple first-time callers. We start with a boo-doo-doo-be. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, God willing. Thank you, callers. Thank you, those of you who listen regulars. We thank you very, very, very much. We appreciate you. Yeah. We're looking forward to the next edition of Letla on RCI. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, C4.